Hey, Piss Freaks, Tom Takar here to tell you that me and Tommy will have our live show at Caroline's March 15th at 10:30 p.m. featuring our most insane lineup to date. We've got Nikki Glaser, Aparna Nancherla, Dan Soder, Tim Dillon, Rob Hayes, and possibly a very special guest we can't quite name yet. Promo code TOM for $10 tickets online, and that's carolines.com. Okay, with that out of the way, I have to give you a little heads up that this is a super unusual thing I'm posting here. This is not an episode of Stand By Your Band or Girls' Night. We will be back with a normal episode on Wednesday, just like usual, but I recorded this thing, and I wanted to post it somewhere, so I thought it could be like a little bonus for you, a little Monday night treat. So here's the deal. I am super into the show Are You the One on MTV. It's a dating reality show where there are 11 men and 11 women, and each person has a perfect match in the house, and if all 11 perfect matches pair up together by the end of the season, they win $1 million, and it's so fun. I got into it in January with my girlfriend, and right around the time that I was becoming obsessed with the show, I happened to run into a season one contestant, John Jacobs, while I was on the road in Tampa, and it was insane. And we'll get into how that happened on the episode. He was super cool, and he's a comic living in Tampa, and I wanted to record something with him, which was originally just going to be us messing around and kind of talking about music and maybe doing a girls' night. We were going to make it a bonus episode, but then the show changed into an hour-long discussion on the ins and outs of the reality of Are You the One, which John was kind enough to indulge me in. I asked every question I could think of, and I was like super psyched to hear the answers. So I don't expect a ton of Stand By Your Band listeners to also cross over with this, so no worries if you just want to skip this, but I won't be offended, but I just love the conversation, and I wanted to put it somewhere where people could hear it who like the show. John's friend and fellow comedian Josh Santos was polite enough to sit in on this conversation that he was originally supposed to be a bigger part of, but we just got lost in the old Are You the One talk. And having said that, if you are an Are You the One fan, John gave an incredible interview and answered so many tough questions that, as a fan myself, I was thrilled to hear. So without further ado, here's John Jacobs and I, and at times Josh Santos, talking Are You the One. Enjoy. So we need to get into Are You the One?
Let's do it.
This is insane. So last night when I saw you getting on the elevator when you first got there. I think
okay,
I did like a triple take because so here's the thing. I just started starting January 1st.
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend started watching Are You the One off of a buddy's recommendation because he was like, this show is fucking crazy. I don't like dating reality shows usually. Yeah. This one's insane. Is there anything
crazy
that you don't want to talk about?
Oh, no, I'll talk about all that stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it was funny too because, I was getting in the elevator with Santos and, He looks at me and he's like, I think that guy outside knows you.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like, what? I didn't see you, but
well, I was like, there's no way that could be because
yeah, you just started watching it.
I just started watching it.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
I watched season 5 and 6, right, and we were both like, this is the greatest show.
Because yeah,
not only is it absurd, like the premise is so absurd.
Totally,
the show,
it's
the idea of the so if you don't know the show Are You the One, it's on MTV. And it's a dating show where it used to be 10 men and 10 women. Now it's 11 men and 11 women.
Yeah.
And they all live in a house together. It's like a competition where they're all on a team together. And each person has one perfect match within the house that I don't know what this perfect match thing is based on. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, it was pretty much like a bunch of Scantron tests.
Yeah.
And we met like a couple different psychologists.
Really?
Yeah, it was funny.
So there is like a real process.
I mean, I guess if you want to call it that. But yeah, at the same time, I feel like the psychology stuff and those people checking you out are more of just like, you know, will this guy be entertaining without being too dangerous?
Yes.
They want to make sure you're not going to like kill people, you know?
Sure. Because I mean, it gets dramatic on that fucking show fast.
Totally.
Because what happens is, so everybody's paired with somebody, like everybody has a perfect match in the house, but the idea of the show is, would you know your perfect match if they're right in front of you?
Right in front of you?
So you have to figure out who your perfect match is.
And each week there's a ceremony where people pair up and there's a light thing for some reason. The thing I love about the show is all the frills.
Totally.
There's so many frills.
So
on
much.
Show.
Yeah.
Real, and normally I'm a no frills kind of guy.
Yeah.
There's so, I love the frills.
Hell yeah.
They're so pointless.
There's a lot of extra stuff going on. Dude, and that light ceremony stuff, by the way.
So
dude,
funny.
The light ceremony was the longest part of all the shooting stuff.
That's what it seemed like.
Oh yeah, dude. The light ceremony would literally take like 8 to 10 hours.
What?
Oh yeah, eight to ten hours, and we'd get wasted throughout the whole time.
You can tell people are lit up. That's another thing.
Oh yeah, so drunk the whole time.
We'll take it one thing at a time. But, I'll get overwhelmed.
Yeah, it was like
it's 8 to 10 hours.
Oh yeah, we'd hate it.
Why
hate
was
that
it
so
eight
much.
To 10 hours? Like,
because
what was happening?
The, apparently, I guess it had to do with like they'd have to do the whole thing, and then they'd do like these crane shots. But they'd have to do, like, separate shots for each individual person.
Yes.
So they'd be like, all right, now we're doing the hand on the thing shot. Hold for that. All right, we're doing a shot of you guys reacting to that. All right, hold for that. So, like, it'd be, like, 5 to 6 different, like, takes per person, pretty much.
Damn.
So fucking all these different couples. Yeah, we're just getting wasted.
I got some ideas. Buy a few more fucking cameras. Like, why is it so hard?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know, because I guess something had to do with maybe like one of the crane shots would be in if they
felt.
So they'd like have 6 on this side, then they'd move it all to the other side and 6 on the other side.
I think like the reality shows need to realize we know it's a reality show.
Yeah.
Just like we don't care if there's cameras in a shot.
No.
Like,
yeah.
As a viewer, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because
no.
We know it's like a little fabricated.
Totally.
You know?
And there's a. That's funny, yeah, getting a camera in the shot, because there was one scene, you probably haven't seen it yet, depending
on
the episode.
I think I'm 5 episodes in.
Okay, have you seen the white party yet?
No.
Okay.
What's the white party?
Oh, there's a...
You can spoil things for me.
Oh, boy, yeah, there's a party on the beach where everybody wears white, you know?
Okay.
White party, and
yeah,
it was a special night. We're taking you out of the house.
Yeah.
You're gonna, you know, be at this freaking beach or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get, like, crazy wasted, and I run into the ocean. And I'm like getting cut up by rocks. It's like really shallow and gross.
Yeah.
It's not like a nice ocean we're at.
Uh-huh.
But, so I'm like swimming into the ocean, and then, I see like the producers like standing on the beach screaming like,
uh-huh,
get back in! And I'm like, oh, well, if the producer's in the shot, like they're, that means they're really giving up on this now. They're like, we gotta reel him back in.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, there'd be times where they'd ruin their own shots because they're like, we can't let this keep going on.
Yeah.
And that's when you knew it was really serious. And yeah, after the white party, they didn't show it. A little DVD bonus. I shit my pants.
Hell yeah.
Shit my pants. I wake
up. I wonder if I get the DVD bonus. So this is crazy.
There's no DVD bonus.
Damn,
that was a personal
DVD. I really thought that was real.
Yeah.
That'd be,
yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. No, so you shit your pants?
I shit my pants.
So
I didn't know. Yeah, I was like the most drunk I've ever been in my life. I wake up the next day, the boom guy's like talking to me, and like they never talk to you, which is, so that's weird, the guy's talking to me.
Yeah.
He just goes, dude, you're fucking crazy. And I go, what? And he goes, you know what you did. I go, no, I don't know what I did. What are you talking about? And he goes, you shit your pants. I go, what? And then I like stand up and I announce to the room, because I don't care, I think this is funny. I go, hey guys, apparently I shit my pants last night. And everybody laughs at me, and then the boom mic guy goes, say it louder, and holds the mic closer. It's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So, back to the lighting ceremony.
Sure, lighting ceremony.
So, for people who don't know, the way the Night of Lights goes, was it once a week that you guys were doing this?
Yeah, but a week in that show translates to 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah, so every time they say, like, a week or whatever, this
it's
is the third week.
Been 3 days.
Yeah, the third week means, like, 9 days.
That's so insane, because something I noticed, I'll come back to this.
Sure.
So first, before I forget, so that people understand this insane ceremony of life that has no purpose other than dramatic effect.
Yes.
One, it alternates week to week if it's men or women choosing their partner for that week.
Yes.
So once all the matches, when a woman like picks a guy, sometimes it's dramatic, sometimes it's not. But let's say it's week one.
Yeah.
A lady will pick a guy in the house to be her perfect match for that week. And then they put their hands on this thing
that
locks them in.
Oh, yeah.
Which is bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Because why would we need that?
Exactly.
I mean,
dude, that...
Form some DNA thing? Like,
you put your hands down together in a... It was literally, you know, like they downloaded a video on an iPad.
Yeah,
and you just put your hand down and it plays the video
so
of, like,
stupid.
A scanning process.
Yeah, it's totally pointless.
Oh, yeah.
There's all these scanners throughout the show.
Oh, yeah. It's like the truth booth, man.
We'll get to the truth booth.
Sure.
So the lighting ceremony, each person locks in.
Yeah.
After all 10 couples lock in, They sit back down, and all of a sudden, there are these 10 lights. That if all 10 lights light up, it means there's 10 perfect matches.
Yes.
You have just won $1 million.
Right.
As a group.
As a group. Which means
you're really probably leaving with about 30 grand, right?
Yeah, they said, dude, before taxes, they gave us 32.
Fuck. Yeah, so, spoiler, you guys win.
Sorry.
I already know you guys win because in the fifth season, this is the first one they lose, and they're like, right. This has never happened before.
Yeah.
But if one light lights up, that means there's one couple.
Yeah.
But we don't know which one it is.
No.
So it's great. I love that aspect to it that they don't tell us. But all you needed to do was tell us, you guys got two perfect matches this week.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves. But the lighting is just for dramatic effect where you watch one light light up and then 50 seconds can go by
so
and then
long.
Another light goes up.
It's ridiculous.
It's so pointless.
Yeah. They would really have us wait on edge for that when we
I was
that.
Curious about that if you're actually in real time.
Oh, no, definitely. Because they do have to make, like, you know, you see how anxious we are on TV.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, and they, you know, it's long for you guys at 30 seconds. Dude, we'd be sitting there 5 minutes
just before
they put a light up just to fuck with us, you know? So we're going like, wait, are you kidding me? Is this going to... Are no lights coming on? And then eventually, you know, they put one on. Like, oh my God, thank God. Yeah.
So let's talk about the truth booth.
Yes.
So the truth booth is the only way. It's the only way.
They love to remind you.
I love it.
Devlin
is Ryan Devlin?
The king. Yeah, Ryan Devlin.
He's so fucking funny to
He's
me.
He's great.
Because he takes it so seriously.
Yes.
He seems personally hurt when you guys fuck up. It is so funny.
Yeah, dude. It's such a funny concept. And I used to make fun of him for that all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's the whole reason there's any legitimacy going on
Absolutely.
At all.
Absolutely.
He's actually
so
this
seriously.
Is his life here.
It feels like you guys are letting him down.
We are, yeah, we're letting him down.
Like, he's like, find love.
Yeah.
Break up the couples. Like, he's so serious.
Yeah.
There's a moment in season 5, and I don't know if he left that show, if they replaced him.
Yeah.
But there's a moment in season 5 where he loses it. Because everybody, he stirs up all this drama. Because at the lighting ceremony... He picks at people, and that's my favorite part about
the
show.
He loves to bring shit up.
He brings shit up in front of people. It's something The Bachelor doesn't do.
So good.
It's the only reason I think that I truly... There are two reasons I love this show. One is the math aspect, because me and my girlfriend make a chart
and
try to figure out the numbers throughout the
show. That's awesome,
dude. See if we can figure out the perfect
match
before the people figure it out.
You figured mine out?
No, we haven't. I think you've been in two truth booths already.
I do two in the season. Yeah, I do one in like the third episode.
Is JC the one that you go in?
I go in with JC at the end. That's the last episode.
Okay, so I haven't seen you in the truth booth.
Yeah,
with JC. All right.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happens there.
Right.
But you go in with that girl who you're clearly not into.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's one of my favorite things about that show is when someone is... clearly not into the other person, but the other person's really into them, and they go to the truth booth together, and the one person's celebrating when they're not a person. So the truth booth is the only way that people figure out.
Yeah, the only way. Confirm a match. Yeah.
Each week, the house gets to usually vote
one of the winning couples.
One of the winning couples of one of the dates. That,
yeah.
They have a challenge to figure out who gets to go on a date. Within the like 2 to 3 couples, they get to go on a date. The house gets to pick one of those couples to go into the truth booth, unless there's sometimes two if they feel bad for the people.
Right.
But they'll pick one couple to go in the truth booth. And if that couple goes into the truth booth, they scan them.
Yes.
They scan their whole body.
Whole body.
For no reason, again.
Lasers.
These green lasers go across your bodies, and they tell you if you're a perfect match, no match, or in later seasons, I don't know if you guys get to this. I think it's if there's a blackout... In the light ceremony, your money gets cut in half.
Right, yeah, we didn't have that, thank God. Yeah, we're the first one, so didn't.
You're the only ones that didn't have that.
Yeah, no crazy tricks really yet.
But it adds a lot of drama, which I love.
And and the best part with the truth booth was, like, I didn't take the show seriously at all. Like, I was a funny guy the whole time, so, like, I'm in the truth booth, and they're doing the lasers and shit, and I'm like, it burns. Ow. The lasers.
I don't think they showed that, which sucks.
Yeah, I think in the later
Maybe
one they
the
did.
Later.
But yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah, one of them, yeah, it's great. Like, one of them, it's like, it's a real dramatic part, and they're like, it's like, no match. And then I just, like, reach out, and I'm like, I hate you, truth booth. You ruined my life.
Truth Booth is so funny.
God damn. Yeah, it's so funny. Because
it's like,
they take it seriously.
It's so sterile looking. And it's like they actually get this science-y thing.
Yeah.
It's lasers going across your body. But they just know your names.
So yeah,
they
that's it.
Be like, yeah, that's we the producers know that's not the match that we picked.
Yeah. Yeah, they make it look like a NASA thing or something in the middle of the forest.
The idea is like, we've matched these people, and they're perfect together.
Yeah.
So we have to do lasers to like make sure that
we
DNA
gotta process the. Yeah, let's see.
And so it'll pop up perfect match or no match, and a lot of times it's no match.
Yeah.
But when it says no match, there's one that's so great in I want to say it's season 5, or no, it's it might be season. Yeah, it's season 6.
Okay.
Ethan. That's like he's on Wild Now.
Oh yeah, the first episode with him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, him and Kiana.
Him and Kiana.
Yeah,
and she so wants to be with Michael.
Oh,
I believe.
Yeah, she's so happy.
Dude.
Right,
he's like an Instagram model or whatever.
Yeah, and he just, you saw that whole season. He's like the biggest piece of shit.
He sucks so much.
Oh, so bad.
And he's like, I think it's Shannon or somebody. No, what's her name? Damn it. There's a girl who's into him the whole time, and then it's like the second girl he's really into.
Oh, Audrey.
Audrey. And I was so annoyed. So, like, Audrey was my favorite one. And I was like, he sucks so much.
I know.
But people figure out towards the end. And him and the
first girl.
Girl. He, like, licks some girl's boobs.
Oh, yeah. Alexis. Yeah, cousin girl. Yeah.
There's so much crazy. This is the best show.
It's
one
wild.
The other thing I love about this show is it's one of the few reality dating shows where there's these dudes and women who are, like, the hottest people alive.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's totally normal people
alive. And then
it's
people
so
like me
funny.
And Ethan just like...
How did you feel on it? Like, when you saw the other people in the house, were you like, this is weird?
Well,
or like,
I felt like I had the least to lose, which made me feel awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
I'm like, I know I'm a funny dude. Like, I'm a comic. Like, you know, I'm doing this outside of the show. Like, because the thing is, most of these OULM people... They don't have any, like, marketable skill of any purpose.
For sure.
At all.
A lot of them are just hot.
Yeah.
Like, that's how Bachelor is, too.
Yeah, totally. So they see this as, like, their huge, you know, jackpot shot to be just a crazy nut.
Yeah.
But, I'm like, man, I'm awesome. Like, I'm just fucking do whatever I want and get drunk. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so people are, like, trying to act a lot. Some people are, people are putting it on for... The show, but yeah, I was just like on vacation, man. I was having a great time.
That's like how I think I would view it because you're getting, I'm assuming it's all free.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
Booze the whole time.
So, and it seems like everybody's lit up the whole time.
Dude, they had handles of vodka like in the bathrooms.
That's
like
insane.
just in case for some reason. Yeah.
Like
there was literally a clipboard they'd put out and you'd write down whatever you want. And I'd write down Bud Light Lime.
I almost just bought Bud Light Lime.
There you go. Yeah, they'd bring fucking Bud Light Lime to me.
That's amazing.
Dude, I actually got in trouble. They'd have like, it was in Hawaii. We were up in a mountain. And I, for like the first couple weeks, whatever, I would get wasted and chuck beer bottles off the side of this mountain.
Yeah.
And then like one day one of the crew guys was like a native Hawaiian guy. He really came up to me and was like, fuck, you're fucking up the island. Like, don't do that shit.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not funny at all. I was like, dude, I just did it like one time. He's like, dude, I've seen you do it like 10 times.
I feel like when they're pouring booze into you like that, they gotta go a little easier on you. Your behavior.
I actually got cut off from drinking 3 times on that show. Oh yeah, they said I could never drink anymore. But then the thing was like, when things would get a little dull in the house, they'd be like, all right, you can drink tonight.
Dang.
And I'd be like, are you sure?
Can I ask you, and if you feel weird about this
one, it's
fine. Was the first time they cut you off when you broke that window?
That might have been this. No, there was actually an incident before that they didn't show, which I'm actually really happy they didn't, because it was insane.
Uh-huh.
There was actually one night in the house I had like a straight up total meltdown where I just started telling everybody in the house to hit me as hard as they could.
Yeah.
And like some of them were.
Yeah.
And like so I like my whole body was like bruised up and shit.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, producers are like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing? Like we can't have you on camera all like beat up for the rest of the show. What the fuck is wrong with you? And then like, you know, I just freaked out, like started crying and screaming and shit.
Yeah.
And I think
That's good, probably, yeah. That they didn't.
Which,
show
yeah, because yeah, yeah. The next day they were like, that was a little too real for reality. We don't want any. Yeah, because it would have just looked like I was a complete crazy person.
Well, I'm sure that that shit happens all the time, though.
Oh yeah, they
people.
Yeah.
When you are that consistently, like, how long are you in the house? If it's 10 weeks, so it's like.
Well, it came
months.
Out. Yeah, but the thing was too. I guess they do this for every reality show. Uh-huh. I didn't know about this. It's like a tactic they use to get you riled up. Before they put you in the main house,
yeah.
Each individual person they'll put in like a small hotel room by themselves for like a full week.
Damn.
So I was
you
go
isolated.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So
man,
yeah,
that's bonkers.
It was nuts. Like, and you weren't allowed to like look out the windows to see everybody else. They're like, don't look outside. You can't see people. So
what?
Like, yeah, I spent 7 days in a hotel room alone in Hawaii with nothing before you're going on TV. So everybody's just in their own head, like, I'm fucking ready, man. All right, once I get in there, I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that totally works.
Man. I mean, it clearly works. The people on that show come in fire.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that's another thing I wanted to cover, is people, like, seemingly get legitimately in relationships immediately.
Dude, it's crazy.
Like, people will be in these, like, at the lighting ceremony, like crying, and you're like, it's been fucking
yeah,
1 week.
It's, yeah,
sometimes
which has been like 3 days.
Yeah.
Which, it's been 1 day.
Knowing that it's been 3 days is insane.
Insane.
But I think that's like that booze school thing. I think also age has a lot to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, age.
A lot of young people.
Dude, it literally is like, after being on these shows, you analyze them more. It literally is like they have meetings of like, how can we get young people vulnerable and horny for each other? And every one of those factors is in there. Like, no clocks, no phones, no books.
No phones. When I realized that, because I was watching one of the reunion episodes.
Yeah.
And they were it never occurred to me that you guys didn't have phones.
Oh, no.
That is
It's
crazy.
Just us. No connection. Yeah. Dude, at one point, I think, like, the World Series was on, and one chick was from Boston while they were in there. So,
damn.
Like, over the court, like, the producer would, like, whisper to her, like, Boston just won the World Series. And he's like, oh my God, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think we went through Halloween too or something. So, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, you have by a few days in, you already start to recognize time by the shadows of the sun and shit.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, like, it's probably four. Like,
damn. And so, here's a question for you.
Sure.
Because a lot of these guys in the house, especially, are like ripped, like they're like hard body dudes. How do they stay that way throughout the course? Like,
well,
when they're boozing like that, are they working?
Well,
out?
That's the thing too. If you follow the season towards the last episodes, they're not as ripped
that's
anymore.
The way that you can see
they
in
get
Alexis's
fat.
Season, she puffs up so much.
Yeah,
booze.
Dude, it's funny. A lot of chicks get big. A lot of the dudes just stop working. Yeah, like the first few days, all the guys and everybody likes to pretend like I'm gonna work out every day.
Yeah.
But it's like on top of what, drinking 12 beers a day?
It's
like
crazy.
Yeah, you're not going to keep up. Like, you're going to be wasted and fucking fall
How
behind.
Do you pass the time in the house if, like... Because they mean, like, unless you go on a date...
Yeah.
Or every once in a while they'll do the thing where they're like, we're going to go on a trip or
whatever. Well,
you're just in the house all day, right?
All day. But we got lucky because we had a basketball hoop.
Nice.
We had a ping pong table.
Oh, that's
we had, like, cards. We had chess.
Yeah.
So they gave us, like, some of those kind of games.
Yeah.
Just to mess around. But, yeah, it really was a struggle. Like, because you play one thing for an hour, 2 hours. You're like,
sure.
You guys want to play cards for 2 more hours again?
Man, that is crazy.
Yeah.
I never thought about it because it's not like you're going to work.
Right.
Or, like... anything. You're literally doing nothing.
The way we talked about it, we felt it was like a really beautiful prison,
Yeah.
It's like, you can't go anywhere, you're gonna get food and drink, and everybody's hot, having a good time, but yeah, you're fucking, you cannot leave.
Yeah.
You're here.
Just like prison.
Yeah, just like prison. Everybody's hot. Yeah, just like prison.
Is there anybody in that, have you kept up with these people?
Like, up with a few of these folks. I actually, like, tweet between, like, some of the new cast members.
Yeah.
Like, Alexis did. She was cool. Like, we talked to some of the new folks. I really liked... it was before season 4 or 3. Devin's a cool dude, man.
Uh-huh.
But, I try to... because it's fun to, like, to be on the first season.
Sure.
And then you see fifth, sixth season.
This is a weird show, too. I mean, The Bachelor does this, too, where, like, you'll see couples emerge throughout the
season. Yeah, between the seasons. Between seasons,
like, people from season 5 are dating people from season 6.
Super
season
weird.
4, season 6. Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I guess I can get it on the sense of, like, it's definitely an experience that you can, you know, relate to each other with. Uh-huh. Of, like, what a weird thing we both did, huh?
Yeah.
So it is a cool thing to be like, no, you know, we experienced something stupid.
Yeah. Is there anybody that you, like, hate from that house that you're like, that dude was a piece of shit?
I wouldn't say I hate anybody. I mean, there's one guy on my season who, I mean, we were actually friends the whole time, but afterwards he didn't like me because I kind of snitched on him in a reunion episode about some shit.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, and like one of these reunion episodes, too, it cuts to him being like, yeah, you know, if I ever see him on the streets, like, let's see him do comedy with no teeth. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Yeah. Which, so, yeah,
that's
so
messed up.
I know.
So when, as a viewer, because I've never done any reality show stuff, other than, like, I auditioned for Last Comic Standing a while back, but I didn't do it. So, and also it was after the house element of it.
Oh, right, that, yeah. All that house way
shit
different.
Is what fucks things up when you stop believing stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like, as somebody who's not done it, you kind of assume everything is fabricated.
Yeah. Bit. No, I mean, that's the thing. People ask me, is it real? What's fake? And, you know, people don't even believe me at all. They just go, it's all fake. You're full of shit. Like,
yeah.
They don't even believe me as, like, a human being, you know? You're just garbage. You're a fucking liar. Yeah, I'm like, no. But, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, I'd say it's all real, isn't it all happened? But it's the idea of there's so much footage. Where it's like, dude, if you film people for 45 days straight, there's going to be like a really fucking crazy 12 hours.
You know? Sure.
Yeah, so it's like the amount of footage versus what they show is like insane. But also, the producers instigate stuff. That's what happens.
Like I said, this is one of the few shows where even the host seems to do that on purpose.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's so funny.
A lot of instigating.
Be like, oh, Alexis made out with him. How did that make you feel?
I love that, yeah.
Like, during the ceremony. Then people seem to actually be mad.
And my favorite part is, if you notice, he likes to hide behind the guise of he's just curious.
Yeah, he's so good at it. So funny.
All innocent intentions.
How's that making you feel right now? The person that you had sex with is seeming like more and he goes, this other person.
He goes, guys, I wasn't here. I'm just trying to catch up. I don't know.
As if he didn't see.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I noticed that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He'll ask questions that he clearly knows.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's my favorite too. They'd constantly do like, he's got an earpiece, you know?
Yeah.
And he'd constantly be like, all right, hold, and then just, yeah, so what did that make you, like, they're telling him the exact question they want him to say.
Yeah.
Which was awesome, but yeah, it was just a lot of instigating and behind the.
And were people legitimately upset? Is the other thing I was wondering. Like, were they these couples and stuff that happened?
Yeah,
people were actually.
Oh,
angry.
Yeah, man, these people were not, like, they're just in my season alone. I saw a lot of people who get completely stuck to another.
That's
so
weird.
And yeah, like one like a chick will love a guy, and the guy's got to move out with his match, and the girl just like wants to kill herself now. You know, like, just insane.
That's so weird. So, yeah, I mean, I guess like. I can't tell. I feel like I'd probably enter the house immediately be one of those guys. Brittany!
No, baby! Well, that's the thing, too. Like, you know, it's happening to those people then, like, but, like, the 2-3 rational people in the house on the side, like, guys, it's been 5 days. Like, give them a break.
Yeah. Every season there's a trend of people coupling up and then the other people in the house getting mad at them because you're going to fuck up the money.
That's the whole show. Yeah.
But the whole time, because everybody's always like, we're going to win $1 million from the beginning. I was, especially now that it's 22 people.
Oh, and dude, here's the best part. First season, the show was called 10 for 10. Wasn't even called Are You the One.
Yeah.
The whole season, Devlin would constantly be like, all right, are you guys ready to try to go 10 for 10? They cut all that out. They don't tell us that's going to be called Are You the One until literally all the cameras have finished and we're, like, hanging out with the producers afterwards. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to call it Are You the One. Like, it just tested well.
The whole time.
Yeah, we're like, what
you
the
guys
fuck?
Like, we're going to go 10.
Yeah, we're literally screaming 10 for 10
like
the whole time.
Like,
yeah,
10,
so,
10.
Yeah, 10 for 10. Yeah, didn't even fucking know what Are You the One is.
That's so
funny. And that was the cool part about our season, too. We didn't know what it was when they brought us out.
Yeah.
It was because it was a new concept. They just told us when we were there.
So did you, it was filmed in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Where did you get cast for it? New York
I tried out for The Real World when they came through here like many years ago.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, and I never heard back from them. Just one day all of a sudden I got an email that was like, hey, do you want to be on this new show?
So they just asked you if you wanted to be, but then you also, did you have to like try out for this?
Well, yeah, that's the, that it was kind of like, yeah, they asked me if I'd do it. I said yes. And then they flew us out to LA, where it was basically a tryout, but at this point it was just down between you and one other person like you.
Yeah.
So they literally flew me out with another comic from Tampa, or not from like Fort Myers or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, okay, so you're clearly the other guy I'm trying to beat here.
Yeah, one of us. Like, yeah, two Florida comedians.
Exactly. Like literally, yeah. There was like copies of every other person there, so it's like two big black guys. Two. So it's like one of these are gonna make it.
I noticed that about every season so far that I've watched, they cast similarly throughout the season.
Oh, totally.
Like it's, every season has this guy and this girl.
I think that's why it's such a marketable show. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, if we just put one of everybody in here.
It totally makes sense because there's a girl from Indiana in your season.
Yeah, Shanley.
And it's so funny, Shanley.
Yeah.
They keep changing where she's from throughout. It's Bloomington and Indianapolis.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm from Bloomington. So I looked her up.
Yeah.
She's from like a totally different place.
Right.
She's from Indiana.
Yeah.
It's neither Bloomington or Indianapolis.
Dude, I lived with Shanley in LA.
You did?
Yeah, we were
good
friends.
That's bonkers.
Yeah,
is
I love
she cool?
Shanley. Oh, I'm she's great. She's
That's
awesome.
That's so funny. Yeah. What does she do?
She works for like it was like a YouTube
firm,
you know, one of those like group together videos, license them out deals.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's still doing those shows. She
That's
was on a Second Chances,
wow.
which is like a comeback show. And she's actually on a new show. It's not out yet. So
yeah.
Spoiler, everybody.
She probably won't hear this. I'm certain she won't hear this.
X on the Beach, US. You hear that, everybody? X on the Beach is coming to the US and Shanley's on it.
Hell yeah.
And nobody knows that yet.
From somewhere in Indiana. it kept changing. And I was like, who didn't notice this?
Mine changed too.
Yours changed from DC to
Tampa.
Tampa
to DC a few times.
Funny.
It's hilarious. That's not even close.
I noticed from DC the first time. I didn't notice when they put Tampa.
Right. Yeah. Like every other time they switched.
That's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Fuck, what was I going to ask? Oh, no. It was Shanley because I looked her up on Twitter because I was like, as soon as there was somebody from where I know, I was like, holy shit, I need to know about this person.
Yeah.
And I looked up Shanley, and it was all people shitting on her, and I was like, I should not look this up.
Right.
I didn't want it to ruin the season for me.
Right.
That must feel so weird to have that. Like,
oh,
did
totally.
You have people, like, contacting you a lot?
There was a point I deleted my Facebook, because I was stupid at first. Like, you know, I thought it was all super awesome.
Yeah.
I just accepted everybody's request.
Yeah.
But then, you know, nobody I knew anymore, you know what I mean?
Sure.
All my posts would just be normal stuff. It would be like people like, I love you. Like, you're great. And then my actual friends would be like, who are all these fucking losers?
Yeah.
So I had to, and then the thing was like, you can only delete people off Facebook like one at a time, but like,
I hate that.
Like, fuck it, I'm just done with. So
that's
I got off Facebook,
bad.
I kept Twitter, but yeah, I got a lot
Do
of.
You have Instagram?
Yeah, I got Instagram.
I was going to say, I noticed the people from that show. Like, especially season 5 and 6, I wanted to see what they were up to or like what their Insta was like. Everybody's Instas blew up.
Huge
it's
Instagrams.
Like nobody had less than like 70,000.
No, it's crazy.
Are you up in the.
No.
I'm
at like 8,000. Yeah.
That's pretty good, but it's not like.
Yeah.
Are you the one?
Oh, no. Yeah, now it's crazy. But like, plus, I have such stupid like names from my Instagram and Twitter that like I make it hard for people to find me. Just, I'm hurting myself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I noticed when people didn't have any. Like, Ethan, I was so curious about Ethan.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Was such an interesting
E-Money, dude. Yeah.
E-Money makes babies.
E-Money Sunset.
But I didn't realize he was a Wild and Out guy.
No, I guess he was only on like one episode.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah,
I really
that sucks.
Liked his music for the show.
Definitely. He had some great music on it, yeah.
I'm trying to think of, there's like a few more questions I have for you before. Sure.
Yeah, sorry, Santos.
Oh, Josh.
Josh Santos has been sitting here patiently.
Way, how you doing over there?
That's good. I actually never seen Are You the One.
I was going to ask you, were you guys friends when you were on the show?
I met him after I had,
before I went to LA?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after I got back,
was it 2014 that you were taped it?
Yeah, I think we filmed it 2013, it came out 2014.
Okay.
And then, the challenge was after that, it came out 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's, I got two questions for you.
Sure.
Rapid fire here.
Yeah,
One, so you haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Even though your friend was on a reality show that is like incredible, you have to see this.
I've seen like the clips that there aren't allowed to post online. So those are I've seen the good stuff. So
have you no curiosity?
Yeah, I've seen the clips, the highlights.
Yeah, just the parts of me throwing the watch through the window. You know, that's really my career highlight.
The part of that that's so funny is like I feel like in any other show, people would be like, oh, that guy's dangerous.
Whatever. Yeah.
You go, everybody's like standing around you and you're just shirtless. Like, literally, your eyes are like,
yeah, I'm crying.
People are like defending you. And yeah, you're just like, this is.
Dude, that's
bullshit.
Actually the funniest part, because that, like, by far is, like, the most popular thing that I did on the show.
Well, they kept, I remember in the first episode, they show
Yeah.
And that's, like,
their whole lead up.
Exhausted, and we were about to stop watching, and they showed the promo for the next episode, and that happened. We were like, we have to see that.
Hell yeah, please. Dude.
But it wasn't, like, as dramatic. I don't even remember what, like, led to it.
It was literally just, like, Simone was talking shit, and, like... Yeah. And I threw money on him.
That was it. Dude, that is so funny. The scene of you, like, just throwing money in the air. It was so funny because at first you're, like, upset. You're clearly upset.
I'm very upset.
But then just throwing money on people is such a funny way to react.
Yeah.
At first we're all like, oh, shit, I feel bad. And then you start doing that. I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
I came in and just started throwing money on him. Real money.
That's so
great
funny.
Great stuff. Yeah, and so I guess that was disrespectful. She didn't like that.
Yeah.
But,
they came up. Oh, yeah, that's right. So she comes up and she's crying or whatever.
Right, screaming in my face. Yeah, why would you do that? I'm like, it's a joke. It's funny. Come on. And then, like, another one of her friends started yapping in my ear. So I'm like, I was like, this is the only way to make them stop yelling at me if I break something. And here's the best part, too. So that house we stayed in used to be a presidential vacation home.
Damn.
Yeah, so I like to believe presidents used to stare out of the window that I shattered with a watch. You know? Ruin history.
Yeah, presidents used to sleep in a 20 beds next to each other.
Yeah.
That's another thing. So what was the sleeping situation? Like, could you sleep in that environment?
Yeah, it was surprisingly peaceful for the most part. I mean, everybody would just kind of drag a mattress like 1 foot away from the next guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had a suite set up in a corner.
Nice.
You know, with like...
corner beds.
Yeah, one of those corners with two mattresses stacked on top of the other. It was great. So,
this wasn't the season where immediately somebody picked a bed and was pissed off.
That
was yours?
I think it's happened multiple seasons, actually.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, JC and Shanley went at it.
That was it.
Yeah,
that was
move, touch
Shanley.
My bags, whatnot. Yeah. Classic. Yeah, great stuff.
That is such a good idea for drama. Immediately put everybody's beds in the same room.
Yeah.
Did you see it? It was Michael. He's such a hassle. He fucked somebody. Next to somebody else's head.
Yeah, Gillette.
While his ex was like 15
like
feet away or something like
crazy.
That.
Crazy. What? No, that's so crazy to do some shit like that. Like,
man.
Yeah, that's.
If that doesn't make you want to watch this show,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what else,
a guy fucking a chick like 5 feet away from, and she's just like crying.
Yeah,
you know?
she's crying like. Next
and that's the best part. The ex is like 5 feet away. There's another girl like sleeping, like directly
like,
next to them.
A foot away.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
Yeah, it
and
would
she,
be the
like,
same match. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great
did
stuff.
Anything happen like that in your season? Did anybody sleep, like, have sex in that room?
In the group room, I don't think anybody had sex. Well, they might have. You couldn't really tell. You know, people were probably fingering each other and shit. You know, because some nights you just hear people, like, making noise or somebody moaning or something.
Yeah.
But you're
like,
it's not just fucking her in the middle of the room right now, right? But yeah, there's a chance he is.
Did you ever go up to the boom boom room?
I was history lesson, everybody. I was the first person ever in the boom boom room. We
did you know
named
that they
were
taping
it the boom.
You?
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. Of
they
course,
show
you. Dude, there's
a lot.
Literally like a camera like hanging over the bed. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah. It's they love that. Yeah, that's their favorite part of the show. And the best part was like they told us before the show even started about like the boom boom room. They're like, yeah, there's. It didn't have a name yet. There's just like, there's one room upstairs for like couples, but you can only go in that room like if you're trying to be intimate with someone. So like you, they were like, you can only go in that room to fuck people.
That's
just hilarious. Yeah.
That's so funny, man.
Yeah.
What a weird pressure to have on a room.
So people would get weird. Like fights would start because a guy would be like, hey, you want to go to the boom boom room?
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
the girl
yeah.
would be like, what do you mean? What do you want to fuck me? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah. So, so it's just funny. Stuff would start because of
that.
That's
crazy. There's an episode in, I think season 6 where somebody invites somebody up there and they're just playing like beer.
Oh,
pong.
Yeah. Anthony and DeAndra.
Yes.
So DeAndra. I know all these guys too. It's hilarious.
I wish I could remember. That's one thing about this show. That's the one flaw that I think the show has, besides the fact that all the games are so fucking stupid.
So I skip it. I skip the games. Yeah.
They're like, you gotta swim as fast as you can to figure out which trait this woman has. It's like, that's the hard part, not the swimming. Yeah. Why are they swimming? Like, they always add like an extra thing. They're like, you gotta throw a dart 20 feet to hit the nose that you think is this lady. Yeah. And it's like, well, the nose part is the hard part.
Yeah.
Throwing the dart shouldn't be the part. Like, because it's like, we're not good at throwing darts 20 feet.
Yeah.
Like, there's one in one of the recent seasons where they have a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And just they're like shooting at 20 feet. And it's like, nobody's good at that on the show.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, you didn't figure out the balloon of who here likes zebras. And they like do two things at once. And it never makes any sense.
Yeah. And most of those challenges are just to like, get people to touch each other to take their shirt off for the most part, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I love when those people take their shirts off.
Take it off. Yeah, like, dude, one of the challenges at the end of my season was literally like, all right, you guys are going to give each other massages and guess who's doing it based on how they touch you.
And
people are just like touching balls and shit and just grabbing each other. It's hilarious.
Guess whose dick outline this is and, in a pair of sweatpants.
Yeah, and my favorite part of that was literally a fight starts because. There's Ethan our season. Ryan and Devlin's voice is the best. All right, Ethan. Who do you think gave you massage air? He's like, I'm gonna say that's Amber because she touched my dick, and I think Amber's the only girl who touched my dick because like we're together. He's like, oh no, sorry, it's Ashley. And then Amber's like, what the fuck? You touching his dick? And he's like, So like that causes drama now because like fucking. What do you expect?
That's what's great about the show is it's set up for drama.
Oh,
to happen.
Everything is. That. Geared towards this is gonna go really badly, really soon. What could go wrong? Just for they're drinking all day long. What? This is healthy. Yeah.
All right. Last, I think like, I have one more question. Sure, my girlfriend texted me a couple questions.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
So my last question is your perfect match.
Yes.
Did you feel like it made any sense?
Yeah. I mean, dude, she was actually one of the first girls I talked to in the house, and like, I don't think they showed it, but we, like, rap battled each other off the bat. And that's the thing. She was, like, an improv actress.
Yeah.
So, like, it made sense. Yeah, it's like we're the funny people. But she was literally, like, banging a big, strong dude the whole show.
In the house?
In the never even.
These improvisers.
Yeah, these goddamn
they
improvisers.
They love hot dudes.
They love hot dudes,
you
man.
Get stand-up ladies.
But the best part was, the guy my perfect match was banging turned out to be, like, married with a kid, and he's, like, 32 or some shit.
What?
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. They didn't realize it the whole show.
I'm so curious about this.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
It was on. It was funny. It was on TMZ when the show
was
on.
Can you tell me his
kid's name's Dre. Yeah.
It was Dre?
It's Dre, yeah.
Oh, man. Dre's a piece of shit.
Exactly.
Dude.
And it's
I knew Dre was a piece of shit right off the bat.
Dude, the best part. Yeah, there's even more to him hate. But even better about it is he literally dropped the persona right after the cameras dropped.
Yeah.
And acted like that was perfectly, like, socially fine to just have played everybody in the house.
That sucks.
Yeah, like, cameras stopped and he's like, oh, cool, all right, I'm done. And we're like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, you know. He's literally
is
like.
Is he like an actor or something?
Yeah, he's like an actor. And he's like, before I got on the show, I studied like all the most famous reality stars to try to like pick up on the traits that made him famous.
That's so funny.
I'm like,
that's
crazy. Because
it didn't work for him.
No,
either,
it didn't work.
I forgot about him except
Well, the thing is, I think they cut him out of the show a lot of it because they found out he was married with a kid.
Man.
After. Yeah, so.
I'm curious about who's the guy in season 6 that they did that to? He has a goofy ass name and he was always wearing hats and he was an asshole.
On season 6?
Yeah. Ethan, the last rap he has is like, we would have included this guy, but they would have cut him out. And it's so funny.
Yeah, Dimitri.
Dimitri.
Yeah.
Throughout the show, I was like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, who is that
they
guy?
They never show him.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So Dre is big in the first, like, 2 episodes.
Right.
And they, like, never talk about
never
him.
Never talk about him again.
That's interesting. So he was married with 2 kids.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, dude, and, like...
I wonder if his girl was, like, fine with that. Like, to
his
career.
Yeah, definitely. Because we did an episode where they fly out our exes. And they fly her out... And they have the same last name. And it's like, you guys didn't catch this in casting?
By the way, that's another great thing about the show. I'm sure anybody listening now already likes the show. There's no way
you at this point.
To this deep. But if you're somebody who happens to just be listening for the shit of it, one amazing thing they show, the one game they play every season that's good, is that they bring in everybody's exes.
Yes.
And it's so funny.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because it's sometimes you'll see somebody's ex and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, there's somebody in season 6, he's like a hot dude, and his ex is like not a good lady. Oh, man. You know, that's fine. I'm sure she's a nice woman.
Right, right.
She's, like, old and shit. It's very weird that they were together.
Yeah.
And you're just like, how? He's with the hottest people in the house. Like, right. How is that?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell's so going on here?
The other question I had for you. Sure. Oh, yeah. So that's... So did you... So you never dated your perfect match?
No. No, I didn't.
So you got... Did anybody from your season stay together?
Dude, Ethan and Amber got married.
That's right. That's the one couple that I saw. Because I was trying to find out about the other Ethan.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I saw that they have, like, a kid or something. Mm-hmm. I like that Ethan. He's a good guy.
They just had their second kid.
Holy shit.
Yeah, no, he's a cool dude.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so here is the only questions that I have for my girlfriend here.
Sure, sure.
She asked about the timeline of the Beam meetings. So it's
Oh, yeah, 3 days a week.
That's crazy. Yeah. So then she said, are the challenges as hard as they seem?
Most of them weren't, like, really hard, you know? Some of them would just be time-consuming. Like, one of them, we go to a waterfall, and it took us, like, 6 hours to get to the waterfall.
That's the one where you're, like, rappelling down the side of the mountain.
That was, like, a 3-hour drive and then, like, a 2-hour hike.
Jesus.
And, you know, this is just for the shot, I guess, It looks good.
Because cool. You could have done that somewhere else.
Yeah, we could
have just done a different challenge.
They like to mix up the season with, like, these big centerpiece visuals.
Yeah.
To be like, look how epic this is, you know?
And it was so funny that right off the bat, I can't remember who it was, but one of the guys just didn't understand the game.
That's disqualified. No, no.
Okay, it was somebody. Yeah, they got disqualified because they were putting the
in their mouth.
Yeah,
dude, I got third in that one. I got.
Hell yeah! Oh yeah,
I was supposed to go on a date, but that's when I broke the window. So they put me in They actually put me in a hotel for a night.
Really?
Yeah, because they were like threatening to kick me off the show, but I knew that wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah,
like it was entertaining. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, but they were like, what if Glass, you know, cut some girl or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, you pour booze in people for...
Yeah, go, what'd you expect, dude?
That's what you're going to get.
You put this crazy girl screaming at me?
Yeah. Last question we have here.
Sure.
And it's for Josh. How you doing? No, it's... she asked about food preparation. We were both curious about food preparation, because sometimes you'll see people cooking on the show.
It was mostly cooking. The only times they would cater our food was during the light ceremonies after it, because we'd be out there for like 8 hours, so... Yeah, so that was the only... Everything else was, it was just...
You guys cook on your own and do
dishes, which was great, though, because, like, we were supposed to. I mean, I never really cooked, just because there were so many girls in the house who, like, would cook a shitload of food.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it was
but
awesome.
But they bring you guys food to cook.
Yeah. They,
did they bring
it was,
you whatever you wanted, or was it like...
Pretty much, it was same deal like the booze. People would write down, like, I want fucking scallops or some shit. Yeah, they would get people pretty... Dude, Shanley, I don't know how she pulled it. We're, like, in the fucking middle of the mountains in Hawaii.
Yeah.
She got, like, her favorite brand of kombucha and shit. I'm like...
Yeah.
How do they bring...
That's incredible.
How'd you get them to bring you this? Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, we have to wrap this thing up. I've got to go.
Yeah, no, this is great, man.
Tampa Improv, but thank you so much
for
this.
Thank you, man.
As long as I can say TampaNewsForce.com.
There you go.
That's right, baby. SummerAtSouthside.com as well. That's my comedy music album.
Awesome.
Yes.
Check those out. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, man. It was great.
If I wish we had more time to talk, I'd like to talk to you more, Jeff.
It's all good.
I had so many questions that I couldn't help it.
Oh, no worries. I was thoroughly entertained.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
As long as you're happy.
You guys are already subscribed to the Patreon if you listen to this. Come to me and Tommy's show at Caroline's on Broadway. The date just changed, but it'll be on our Twitters and Facebooks and shit. So thanks for listening. Thanks to the guests. Do you guys want to plug your Twitters?
At Maybach Diamonds.
There you go.
And it's Josh the Best. At it's Josh the Best.
And you're definitely going to want to follow him based on the performance on this show today.
Yep. If you care. I don't even post anything on there. So
it's good stuff. I look at it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Bye.